I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Friday night. I flew out there, and I was out there. You know, I just wonder at what point in my career am I going to get to a gig? You know, where, like, I get to this gig, Riley. I mean, I show up, and it looked like an elementary school auditorium. It was at the Hillel House in Minneapolis. There was, like, a little stage. There were some folding chairs set up, and there was a mic plugged into a guitar amp. When does that part of my career end?
A mic plugged into
a guitar amp, and all I could think was, like, oh, no. How could this be good? Oh, really? And Can you hear them?
I can hear me now.
Oh, good. Okay. So Riley's in.
Sue, can you hear you?
Yeah, we can't hear Sue
yet.
We can't
hear Sue.
Sue will be here in a moment. Oh, well, you know, it's okay, always exciting here in the morning. So anyway, I get to Minneapolis. This kid, Jeremy, picks me up at the airport. He drives me to this gig, right? And I get to that point where I'm like, yeah, is there a place where I can check my my email, like a Kinko's or something? He's like, no, I don't know. So then I go to this kid's dorm room, or his little off-campus apartment, to check my email. And I'm like, wow, I have really made it. I have arrived.
Now, what school was this again?
This was University of Minneapolis, Hillel. It was the Hillel.
You mean University of Minnesota Hillel?
University of Minnesota Hillel.
He doesn't care as long as he gets the check.
There, Sue.
Yeah, right?
No, I do care. You know, but let me just to say this. It was a great show. The place packed out. People came from off campus, on campus. They publicized it really well.
Oh, that's...
I did like an hour and a half. You know, and I was told to not censor myself. So this kid Jeremy was ecstatic. The rabbi was not that happy. The rabbi came up to me afterward and said, "You know, it was a good show. It was not the show I would have done."
But, yeah.
And I talked about everything. I talked about sex. I talked about Uday and Kusey and Saddam Hussein and about the American troops and the environment. Everything else. The only thing this rabbi had a problem with. She came up to me, and she looks like she should be a rabbi. You know how some people look like they should be nuns? She looked like she should be a rabbi in the same way. And she came up to me and said, I really had a...
What is that look?
Oh, you know what that look is. she was real nice. And she goes, I had a problem with a suicide joke.
Oh, wow.
And I do this joke, like, which is like, you know, I think about suicide all the time. You know, it's not that I'm going to kill myself. I just find it relaxing, you know, to know that I can if I have to. You know, you ever had that moment where you're just like, why does my life have to... Hey, I could always kill myself. You know, there's a relief in it. It's a spiritual reprieve of the faithless, is what I say. And she thought it was bad for me to condone suicide to college students. And I said, how could you have misunderstood that joke? And then I had to think about it because I'm a guilt-ridden, you know, Jew bastard. I'm like, am I asking people to kill them? No, I'm relieving the tension of those type of thoughts. So that was my, and then, you know, I was, I'm going to end up talking to
you. No, but you did an hour, though, right?
Hour and a half. It was great, and they had a great time. And it was the first time that I ever landed at Chicago Midland Airport, which has one of the best food courts of any airport that I've ever been to. I mean, if I was actually in Chicago, I'd maybe even go out there just to eat.
Really?
The airport to Midland, yeah.
You have to tell us about that the next hour.
Yeah, right.
That's some fascinating.
Yeah, isn't it fascinating, man? What a big weekend. Then I came home and I bought food for my week. Big weekend.
For the entire week you bought everything?
Yeah, I did.
That's good.
He went into his local store and said, give me whatever they have at the Midland Food Court.
Yeah, right?
Is it Chicago Midway?
Yeah, it is. It's Midway. It's Midway here.
God, we got to pull it together here this
Midland
morning.
Midland is Bush in Texas. That would be yummier, I'm sure.
No, it was just like one of those ones where it was pretty organized. It was like a mall. I spent 3 hours there. I love watching people at airports. It's like raw people. You know, it's like people completely disjointed from wherever they come from or whatever their life is. Yeah. And you just sort of see them for what they really are.
People in an airport.
Yeah, just walking around in a daze, wondering whether or not to have Ben and Jerry's.
Doesn't it make you feel well-dressed?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about that, but I guess I was pretty well-dressed for a guy in an airport.
You have a pretty country look this morning. You
know? Yeah, I'm wearing my Merle Haggard shirt, my country rock shirt, my Flying Burrito Brothers tribute shirt.